This is Amy Noah interviewing Miss Elizabeth Lowe at her home in Ragland on March 28, 1996. The subject of this interview is Miss Lowe's views on education as a retired school teacher. Okay. Miss Lowe, when and where were you born?
I was born October 20, 1911. And I was born in Ragland at home. And Dr. Brown was my doctor.
Okay. What were your parents' names?
My father was named William Elmer Davis, and my mother's maiden name was Lila Eugenia Youngblood.
Miss Lowe, where did you go to high school?
I attended high school at Ragland.
When did you know that you wanted to be a school teacher?
Well, when I was in high school, I thought I would enjoy teaching. Because we studied together lots, you know, the students in my class.
Where and how did you go to college?
I went to Berry College at Rome, Georgia, and I went by working my way through. I worked for my board, my lodging, my tuition, and my clothes.
Did you enjoy college?
I really enjoyed it. I'd always worked, so that didn't bother me. You want to turn that on? I first thought I'd like to be a nurse, but my parents discouraged me in that because they thought nurses had to work too hard and didn't have the best reputation. And later I decided, well, I'd like to be a missionary, but they didn't want me to go to Africa, so I had to decide on something else. But then I studied lots with other classmates, you know, when we were going to have tests, so I decided I'd like to be a teacher.
How long did you teach?
I taught 35 years total. I taught 3 years in Georgia before I came back to Alabama. And I taught the rest of my time in Ragland High School.
Did you enjoy teaching?
I did the first years. The last few years, I didn't enjoy it too much because I had to take care of my father, who was bedridden for 3 years, and my mother was not able to do anything. And I had a cousin here, and that and school together was just more than I could handle, and I couldn't do either job too well, and I wasn't happy with what I was doing.
Did you ever wish that you had chosen a different career besides teaching?
Not necessarily. Sometimes I think of other things, like in arts and crafts, I enjoy doing things like that, but I never really thought I'd be good at anything else. Maybe I wasn't too good at teaching either.
I'm sure you were. What was most important to you as a school teacher?
Well, I thought discipline was important in school, and I wanted all the children to devote a lot of time to study instead of so much to play. And back when I was teaching, when I first came here, athletics was all the goal. They put a lot of emphasis on that, and I never did see the children carrying the books home, so that bothered me. Mm-hmm. And I think they thought I was a workhorse, and I probably was.
Miss Lowe, when you first started teaching, what grades and subjects did you teach?
Well, my first experience in teaching was the last year I was in college. I was majoring in home economics, and they sent students out to different schools for training for about 2 months. So I went to Minor High School out from Rome, and we had experience working with a home economics teacher out there and teaching some of the classes. And then while I was there, one of the teachers in elementary school was out for a few days, and they asked me to go over and teach that class while she was out. So I did that, but she had some good lesson plans made out, so that helped a lot and got along pretty good. Then I graduated in January, and in January, just before graduation, the principal of that school came out and asked me if I'd like to come out there and teach a third grade. Well, of course, I didn't have a school at that time, so I told him yes. I didn't know what I was getting into. But anyway, I went out there and taught that spring in third grade. And of course they asked me back for the next year, but I decided I just wasn't prepared for that level. I enjoyed the children, but I just thought they needed somebody more dramatic than I to teach little folks and, you know, lead them in singing and activities like that, and I'm not good at those things. Mm-hmm. So I decided to go back to high school work. And then the first 3 years I taught, I was in Georgia in vocational home economics. Then after the third year, I came back to Raglan, and I was still to teach home economics, but they told me I might have to teach some other subjects because we did not have vocational home economics here then. So I had to teach everything on the calendar. So I had a history class, I had some junior high school science, and I had a biology class. And then from there on, I never knew until school started what I was going to have to teach. Really, I think I ended up teaching what nobody else wanted to teach. And I think I taught everything except English. I never did try to teach English. But
Miss Lowe, how was children punished in school when you were a teacher?
Well, I guess they had different methods of teaching. Back then you could discipline the child, you know. Now I think you're not allowed to unless you write a dissertation on why before you do it. But sometimes writing sentences or doing a composition or just staying in. And I know one time I had some high school boys, two of them started flipping paper airplanes across to each other. So at the end of the class, it was lunch period, and I asked them to stay in. I assigned them 100 sentences to write. Oh, that's old childish stuff. I said, well, I'm trying to fit the punishment to the crime, and you were playing a childish game. Well, let us go home and have lunch and bring the paper tomorrow. I said, no, because some of the girls will do it for you. Then, well, just give us a paddling and let us go. I said, okay, if you'd rather have that. Bend over the table. So I raised my arm with a paddle, and they jumped up and said, oh, no, with that swing, you'll kill us. So they wrote sentences.
Do you think children get away with too much in school nowadays?
I do.
You do? Because of the...
Well, one reason is because the teachers are not allowed to punish lots. And if they do punish the child goes home and tells their side of the story. And the parents come down and jump on the principal and maybe the teacher as well. And then, you know, we've got all these government rules about punishment. And you could be accused of child molesting or child, whatever you call it.
Abuse,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's just you're not inclined to punish like you would ordinarily when you were not restricted.
How do you feel about taking the prayer out of schools?
I think prayer and Bible reading are a vital part of the school for the child to be familiar with it and to know what the Bible says. But so many of them do not have Bible reading at home. They're not taught. So that was the only place they heard anything. I remember my little nephew, oh, he was little at that time, favorite Emery, you remember him. He said he remembered Mrs. Wilson because she taught them about the Bible when they were in the fifth grade, and that has stayed with him a long time. Of course, his parents sent him or carried him to church, but he got that at school. And I think it's important for them to know right from wrong, and important for them to go to church and be taught. But so many of them never go to church.
And get what they could get at school.
I think taking Bible school, Bible reading, and prayer and discipline out of the school caused deterioration of the school.
You think things were better back when you were a teacher?
I think they were better. I think they have some advantages now that they didn't have then, but I think character building was much better then than mm-hmm. it is now.
Thank you. Would you like to be a teacher in today's schools?
I don't think I would. First place, I wouldn't last more than one day. They'd fire me because I wouldn't follow today's rules.
What was your role as a school teacher when you taught?
You mean as teaching what subjects I taught? No, I answered that, didn't I?
Miss Lowe, what extra activities were you involved in as a teacher?
Well, some of the long-running ones was I was asked to be in charge of the junior-senior reception and prepare the food for the reception. And I did that except for the last few years when they changed the rules about that. And also we had the Halloween program at night, you know, and we had king and queen, and I was mm-hmm. always in charge of the king and queen mm-hmm. part. Then later on I was homeroom teacher for the seniors, and I asked them if they'd like to work and make money to make a trip, and they thought that was a pretty good idea. That was in 1948. That was our first trip, and we worked hard all the year and did plays and dinners and everything to raise money, and we went to Washington. So, and everybody enjoyed that so much, so we just continued that project on for a number of years.
So you were the one that started the trip.
I was the instigator. Then I think one year then Mr. Eden carried the group. That was the second year. And then Mr. Jones came and asked me to take it, and I said, well, Mr. Eden maybe wants to, and he said no, he didn't. And so I said, well, I would, but I should have asked Mr. Eden. I didn't ask him. I just took Mr. Jones' word for it.
Miss Lowe, how many different principals did you teach under?
Well, I'm not sure. Right off, my memory doesn't recall all of them. The first one was Mr. Ragland, same name as our school in town, and he stayed 3 years. Then we had another teacher who stayed only 1 year. There were several following that. One that I remember in particular was, he not only was principal, but he was coach at the time, and he had a strict discipline rule for the ball players, and they were not to get in a fight or use bad language or anything like that. And one time they were playing at another school, and one of the boys on the other team hit one of our boys, and he just stood there and took it. And later the coach came around and told the principal, congratulated him on the behavior of his team, and said, I wouldn't have taken what he did. Mm-hmm. And so the principal just said, well, I have a good bunch of boys. The last principal I had was Mr. Higginbotham, Richard Higginbotham. And he left and took a job in Montgomery, and I retired and didn't have a job.
But you said you worked with the senior
citizens? I worked with senior citizens for a short time.
Did you do anything else after you retired?
Oh, no, not in a gainful employment. Worked at home.
Miss Lowe, how hard was it to go to college during the Depression, during that time?
It was very difficult to go, especially for people from this community, because most people didn't have much money. And during the Depression, the plant, cement plant, was down for a long time, so they were not working there. It was just kind of nip and tuck to get by. And my parents were not able to send me to college, but I wanted to go, and I only knew of two places where I could go and work, and that was Brenau College in Kentucky and Berry College at Rome, Georgia.